Eli Manning sat across from ESPN's Michael Kay in 2011 and declared himself in the same class as Tom Brady. The sports world erupted. How dare Manning, with just one championship, compare himself to Brady's dynasty? But Manning wasn't deluded. He was demonstrating something far more powerful than bravado, the mental certainty that precedes victory. 6 months later, he proved it, defeating Brady's Patriots in Super Bowl XLVI. Here's what most people missed. Manning hadn't always possessed this swagger. In 2017, he sought help specifically to develop confidence that matched his preparation. What changed? He learned to win the battle in his mind before stepping onto the field. This internal victory, what ancient strategist Sun Tzu called the first victory, separates elite performers from talented ones who never quite break through. The question isn't whether you have Manning's talent, but whether you're performing at your actual capacity. What would change in your life if you approached challenges with unshakable certainty? The answer begins with understanding that confidence isn't a personality trait you're born with. It's a skill you systematically build. True confidence isn't simply believing in yourself. It's certainty so deep you bypass conscious thought entirely. Like tying your shoes without analyzing each loop, real confidence turns complex skills automatic through unconscious mastery. Several myths sabotage confidence before it begins. Confidence isn't fixed, it's learned. Olympic bobsledder Jill Bakken entered the 2002 Games overshadowed by favorites, yet won gold through deliberate confidence building. Confidence is situation specific. You might dominate on the basketball court, but freeze during presentations. Confidence isn't permanent. West Point cadet Connor Hanafi captured this perfectly. Fighting self-doubt is a perpetual war of attrition, not a decisive victory. Most surprising, success doesn't guarantee confidence. NFL legend Michael Strahan once admitted, "I thought I sucked," during a season with 10 sacks in 10 games. Only when he learned to savor successful plays did his Hall of Fame career flourish. Conversely, figure skater Ilya Kulik had a disastrous warm-up before his 1998 Olympic short program, yet delivered near perfection. His secret? "I knew I will do this in the program. I knew it 100%. The revolutionary truth? Confidence has little to do with what happens to you and everything to do with how you think about what happens. Building confidence requires accepting four realities. First, the mind-body connection is immediate. Worry creates a sewer cycle. Tension, poor execution, more worry. Constructive thoughts create a success cycle. Second, human imperfection is inevitable. Olympic diver Greg Louganis exemplified functional perfectionism, committed to excellence while accepting imperfection. Third, nervousness is actually your body's performance enhancement system activating. Change your narrative from "I'm nervous" to "I'm excited," and you transform this response from curse to advantage. Fourth, improvement doesn't happen linearly. Progress occurs through plateaus interrupted by occasional breakthroughs. Your memories shape behavior and expectations. By deliberately filtering experiences, you build a mental bank of constructive thoughts. Jim Carrey's character Lloyd in Dumb and Dumber demonstrates this. When told his romantic chances are one in a million, he celebrates there's still a chance, screening out negativity. The top 10 exercise involves listing your most significant accomplishments with a meaningful photo. Practice daily ESP reflection. Identify three elements from each day: effort, success, and progress. NHL goalie Anthony Stolarz texted his daily ESP reflections after every practice and game, helping him become an American Hockey League All-Star. The immediate progress review filters for your best performance after each activity. Your present thoughts shape confidence and performance. Olympic hopeful Alessandra Ross repeatedly affirmed, "I run a 156.800," despite her personal record being 202.82, while West Point cadets thinking, "This is right up my alley," achieved better outcomes than those doubting themselves. Craft effective affirmations, personal, present tense, positively phrased, precise, and powerful. Three implementation methods: the notebook nightcap, writing each affirmation at least three times before bed. the open doorway exercise using doorways as triggers, and creating an audio script with background music. Olympic speed skater Dan Jansen wrote I Love the 1000 12 times nightly for 2 years before winning gold. Ross repeated I run a 156-800 meter whenever passing through doorways, an estimated 13,500 deposits over 9 months, ultimately setting consecutive personal bests at the Olympic trials. Envisioning produces real physical changes in your body. Since 1929, research shows mental imagery activates the same neural pathways as actual movement. When athletes imagine performing, their muscles fire in the correct sequence at about 25% of real movement intensity. Mental practice strengthens neural pathways by building myelin sheaths just as physical practice does. Beyond physical skills, imagery affects heart rate, immune function, and white blood cell counts. Most importantly, it builds confidence by altering self-image and creating a déjà vu experience of future success. Olympic gold medalist Sylvie Bernier experienced this in 1984, feeling she'd already mastered her dives before competition. Effective envisioning requires control and detail. Control means limiting mental images to success scenes and immediately correcting negative images. Detail involves engaging maximum sensory information to fool the nervous system. Olympic hammer thrower Jerry Ingles transformed from skinny beginner to Olympic alternate through consistent mental practice. Two factors proved critical. Consistency. Daily practice creates hundreds of perfect mental repetitions without physical strain. And perspective. Envisioning from an internal view rather than watching yourself externally. The flat tire drill prepares you for unexpected obstacles. List 3 potential obstacles, briefly envision each problem, 10 seconds, mentally stop the negative scene, take a deep breath, envision your successful response, at least 30 seconds, and finish with an image of ultimate success. Is envisioning just self-delusion? Absolutely, and that's precisely how it works. Consider learning to ride a bicycle. Between falling and succeeding, you maintained a delusional belief despite evidence to the contrary. This constructive delusion drives all meaningful accomplishment. Life will assault your confidence. You need 3 safeguards to protect your mental bank account. First, use constructive attitude lockdown for setbacks. Treat every mistake as temporary, a one-time occurrence. Treat it as limited, confined to one area rather than contaminating everything. Treat it as non-representative. It happened, but doesn't reflect your true capabilities. Second, practice getting in the last word against negative thoughts. Acknowledge the thought, silence it by firmly saying stop, visualize a stop sign, and replace it with positive thoughts from your mental bank account. Professional triathlete Nick Van Dam used this during the 2012 Military World Championship when he began hyperventilating during the swim. By acknowledging his panic, silencing it with stop, and replacing it with refocus and go, he recovered to finish as the top American. Third, adopt the shooter's mentality, a paradoxical mindset combining 2 beliefs. Mistakes bring you closer to success, and successes will continue and multiply. When Stephen Curry misses a shot, he believes he'll make the next one. This dual mindset transforms setbacks into stepping stones. A New Orleans bus driver greeted every passenger with extraordinary enthusiasm. If you're having a bad day, change your mind and have a good day. We choose meals and clothes hundreds of times daily, yet rarely apply this power to our mental state. Shifting from I have so much to do to let's see how much I can get done moves you from the sewer cycle to the success cycle. 4-star General Robert B. Brown survived a suicide bombing in Mosul that killed 22 people. His approach? Faith takes practice. You take that first step, envisioning the success of one mission at a time. This dedication to winning first victories reduced weekly incidents in Mosul from 300 to just 2. Sun Tzu wrote, "Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win." Will you enter your arena already defeated by doubt, or claim your first victory before the battle begins? Your confidence isn't waiting to be discovered, it's waiting to be built, one deliberate thought at a time.